Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
Hello, ma'am. Good evening.
I'm sorry?
This is Fireplace Select, Ultimate Fireplace Select.
I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. I don't know who you're trying to contact.
Oh, Ultimate Fireplace Select.
It sounds like you have the wrong company.
So this is 1-866-414-7834, right?
I'm a customer service agent at a call center, and we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 phone numbers. So when you call in, I won't know what phone number you're calling from. For.
No, because I have a question, you know.
What is your question?
Because, you know, they charged me about 56.95, and...
Mm. The only thing that I could do is try to pull up an order. I'm sorry. Can I have your zip code, please?
92139.
And what is your first and last name?
Gerardo Sally.
What is your shipping address for security purposes?
1315 South Durman Street, Apartment 34, San Diego, California, 92139.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Give me one moment. Okay. So I see an order was in on May 7th for $7.95 for the kitchen.
Uh-huh. And how come, ma'am, they have another charge of $56.95?
Because when you place order on May 7th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, you get billed for the item. The $56.95.
Oh, so no. I would like to cancel this order.
It's not a membership. This is a one-time fee. You were billed for the item that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us a call back in their trial.
No, it's, I would like to cancel this order because it says before
you're
I
you're getting billed for the item. It's only free if you call in and cancel your trial. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for that item, sir. That's what I'm trying to state to you.
So what do you mean?
You are billed for the item that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us a call back in their trial.
No, but how come it says, like, you pay only $2 for the item? And how come now
it's only free if you call in your trial. If you don't call in your trial, you get billed for the item. Did you went over the terms and agreements?
No, I don't see any agreement, ma'am, when I ordered online. The only thing I see is if you purchase this item, it costs only $2 plus shipping and handling. And
it's,
you know,
only free if you call in and cancel your trial. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for the item. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it sounds like to me that the terms and agreements are overlooked, I can apply a 35% refund of the charge that was done to the account.
So what do you mean? When I receive the item, I return to you?
We have a no return policy, sir. What I'm offering is apply a 35% refund as a one-time customer courtesy.
Oh, so you mean you refund me but 35% only?
We can apply a 35% refund as a customer courtesy. Hello?
Okay, if you don't... Okay, if you... If there's no return policy, and it seems like...
What I'm doing is as a customer courtesy, the 35% refund. We don't apply no refunds to customers if they don't call in and cancel in their trial, sir. The 35% refund that will go back to your account will be $19.93.
Oh, that's not fair because.
How is it not? Because when you call in, if you call in and cancel, then you don't get billed. But because you didn't call in and cancel, you are billed for the item. You agreed to that information when you placed the order, sir. So automatically the charge is valid. We don't have to issue no type of refund. But like I'm advising you, what we are doing it is as a customer courtesy. The most that I will apply is a 50% refund, but that'll be the most.
How come only
55%? 50% because.
Oh, 50%?
Yes, sir.
How come you charge me $56.75 plus the $7.95? So
you agreed to those charges if you didn't call in and cancel your trial.
Oh, okay. I agree with 50%.
The 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Okay, in 3 to 5 business days, you receive that 50% refund. You receive email confirmation saying that your account was processed that refund. For further orders online, go over terms and policies, or you won't know what you are agreeing upon. You'll receive an email saying that the account was blacklisted, canceled, and is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
Okay,
well, thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
It's all right.